This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Talk, if you can, for a moment about the safety. What have you learned about serious side effects in this vaccine? Do you anticipate or maybe stay up at night thinking about the possibility you're going to have to go back in the lab at some point and come up with something better?
Many of your medicines, we know from the COVID vaccine, very effective, very welcome. The logistics around that vaccine were not straightforward because of the new technology.
It's not like we control the world.
All rise for the reptilian anthem!
Let's get down to business.
Let's talk about Reptoids. Be sure to follow these do's and don'ts to avoid a diplomatic incident. Do offer them a cricket, mouse, or vole out of your pocket. Fun fact about voles? A vole ate my father. Don't use loaded phrases like hissy fit or see you later, alligator.
Got it. Be respectful.
So when do we talk about the orgies?
Oh, come on.
So the song Shake It Off was about how I shed my skin every 1,000 years. And the song Bad Blood was about how I drink blood out of my Grammys.
A toast to blood.
Save some blood for Paul Rudd.
I gave you my kidney, and it was delicious.
Reagan, meet my favorite Reptoid zentatives, Barb Shrike and Zarthax Griswold Walton of the Reptoid High Council.
Good evening, your lizardness.
We Reptoids have had a great decade. Thanks to propaganda in the media, we have made society more tolerant of our kind, from the Geico Gecko to the Shape of Water. We even got K-Rule in Smash! We did it, everyone! The world temperature is rising. The time is coming, brethren. Soon we shall fulfill the prophecy, overthrow humanity, and become the true rulers of the world!
In the midst of the worst health crisis we're facing in more than a century, don't tell your supporters, don't be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Don't tell your supporters, don't be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
I came in peace.
I just want to say they gave me Regeneron. We have hundreds of thousands of doses that are just about ready. And if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, we're going to work it so that you get them and you're going to get them free. And especially if you're a senior, we're going to give them.
Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Is there no one who can tell them don't do this?
CNN. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight. Fight.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Fortune tanto vorrà, sì, la tipo soccerti, fortune amici vorrà, su, tra i preferiti.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
He owns an independent grocery store operation chain in Florida. He's one of the biggest farmers, if not the biggest, in Florida. He supplies many of the big grocery stores as well. He's Alfie Oaks. He's an American patriot. Remember, he was the first of any big store 2 years ago plus to say no to masks, no to staying closed, and no to all the garbage. And he said, what you need is health. You don't need these poison shots. Boy, has he been vindicated. Well, he's right there at his headquarters. Talk about a foodie paradise. Incredible prices, incredible food. Wish we had some of his stores here in Austin. I would definitely go there because the prices are like half of Whole Foods, and the food's way better. I don't know what he's doing with this, with these vegetables he's growing, but it's incredible. And I wanted to get him on a few months ago, and it just fell through the cracks about supply chain breakdown. So he can really tell you about that. But he is right there in Naples, Florida, his headquarters that got the brunt of this. But he joins us right now to discuss what's happening and where all this is going, not just with the hurricane and the response, but the supply chain breakdowns, the entire COVID narrative falling apart. He's completely vindicated. We're vindicated. The listeners are vindicated. Alfie Oaks, Alfie for America on Twitter, and alfieforamerica.com. And, of course, you can find out more about his seed-to-table stores and more. Alfie, great to have you on with us, my friend.
Great to be on here. I tell you, it's been interesting down here. I've been through every hurricane that's hit Florida for the last 40 years, and we've never seen anything in our area like this with this immense storm surge. While I'll get into some of the damage we had in a minute, but I want to talk about what's been great through this whole thing is our seed to table store seems to always be protected. It's as if we never even seen a storm here at the store. We do have generator power that runs everything. But we have right now, right outside the office here, there are thousands of people, thousands in the store right now, shopping. They're connecting to Wi-Fi. They're getting power to charge their phones because so many are without power, hundreds of thousands.
And that's always been your goal, is for grocery stores to be community centers of culture. And I've been in your office right there with the American flag. You're up on the second floor of this beautiful overview of your massive store.
Yes, that's exactly where I'm at, right out on the other side of the flag there. And it has been when we opened the doors at 7 o'clock this morning, that parking lot was had more cars in it than the picture you showed earlier. So it was a packed parking lot at 7 o'clock in the morning, and it goes like that all the way until 10 o'clock at night. People were coming in the morning for coffee, and some people just stay for 3 or 4 hours here because, first of all, it's just like it always is. It's happy. It's happy as can be. Oh, there's a recent picture right there. It's just amazing. And people come to me right now and they say, thank you for being here during the COVID when we had nowhere else to go and you were a safe haven. We could come here. We could be happy and love each other and feel normal. And he says, now you're doing it again at the hurricane where no other place, no other business in town was open. The day after the hurricane, we've been wide open, supplying people with good healthy food, and we have a great supply chain with all of our vendors. So it's really working out well.
Look, it's not about a victory lap, but I mean, they lied about the shots. They lied about how they work. They make you sick. It's all admitted. What do you make 2.5 years after this hell we've been through with it all being an admitted fraud?
It was 100% a fraud. If you don't think that, you're just simply not paying attention. I knew it was a fraud, as you did, before it ever started. We knew exactly what the reasons were. We knew that this new globalist, new world order is manipulating just about every corrupt leader, throughout the world is the whole reason they were able to propagate this insanity, throughout the whole entire world. So, we knew it was coming and we've been resisting against it, and more people now are waking up. Some people it took 6 months, a year and a half, 2 years, but more and more people are waking up. And now we know that the only way that they stay in power here in the United States is to fraud the elections, and we're going to see what happens.
And that's what you said 2.5 years ago, steal the elections, but also cut off the food. Look at the global food crisis. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, it's no different than it's totally manipulated. They are doing this intentionally. When I watched my farm input costs going up 300%, well, that's not typical inflation. Why are farm inputs...
Let me stop you and interrupt, because what really impresses me, and not just your great grocery stores, you are one of the biggest farmers in the state. So that really impresses me. You're a farmer. You are producing food in America, despite all the scams they run to make that really hard to do. So you can really speak to this. So you said 2.5 years ago it's about cutting food off. You said that was coming next, so elaborate on it now because you've got a lot of credibility.
Well, what they're doing is they're trying to run the American farmer out of business. They're trying to feed people on food that I wouldn't even eat. The genetically modified Roundup Ready wheat and things like that. The meat that they have that's filled up with the pink slime and then the milk that they have, that if you don't get fresh raw milk from a reputable dairy, the milk products that are out of most of the dairies in the country are very poor. They're really poisoning the people with the food that they have. And then good food, the people that are trying to grow good food like myself, it's getting more and more difficult, really, for everybody. But
tripling in your cost to farm.
Yeah. So we have fertilizer is up 250% from what I was paying 2 years ago. 250% increase on fertilizer. We have diesel fuel is more than 100% more. Seeds are 300% more. Plastic, as a plastic mulch that we use millions of dollars worth to cover the beds is maybe 350% more. And these aren't regular inflation. Usually the plastic would follow the oil market, so it should be maybe double, but it shouldn't be 3.5 times. But these globalists, we know how BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street are all involved. The globalists are basically in control of a lot of the boards that control the companies, the publicly traded companies in this country, and they are manipulating the input cost for all the farmers in this country to reduce the acres. So this year is the first time in my lifetime that I've ever reduced the amount of acreage that I grow. We've always been growing and growing and growing, and this year we actually cut our farm back to about half of what we grew last year.
And that's what European farmers are seeing, a 2/3 cut, because the energy is just too expensive. This is the UN said yesterday, hell on earth was their quote, but they did this with the lockdowns.
Yeah. No, it's exactly what they're doing here. It's a global effort, right? So we know that these things, that no different than the COVID scam, was a global effort. This is a global effort for food reduction. I don't know how far it goes. We watched the insanity of Bill Gates buying up massive amounts of farmland.
We got to find the clip. You were on 2.5 years ago, and we played a clip of you, I think it was on from Facebook, saying they're going to cut the food off, there's going to be mass famine, that's the plan. You knew then. How'd you know?
Because it's pretty much the playbook. I mean, when you go back and you watch when socialism has tried to take over any country, that's food manipulation is one of the first things.
Stalin and the Ukrainians, he cut their food off.
Yeah, it's just basic. You know, there's new technology, so some of the tricks have more technology, but the principles are always the same. If you go back, you know that they're going to suppress information, they're going to censor, they're going to cut your food supply off, they're going to try to turn everyone against each other, right? So all these things are what they do every time. They've done it through thousands of years of history. This is not anything new. So anyone that's really paid attention to history can see exactly what they were doing.
Incredible. Alfie, I'm going to try to shut up for 2 segments, so we'll let you go. I'm going to cover news in the last segment of this hour on Russia and so much more. When we come back, I'm going to just let you host because I want you to talk about all the amazing things you're doing, because I'm really impressed with you. I mean, you really aren't just a business owner that started out with, you know, roadside produce, but you're also a farmer and you're a leader and you stood up to the lies of COVID. I want to hear your predictions of what's coming next. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Center of the Liberty Movement right now, and what do you think of DeSantis versus Trump? And then let's just move into the big picture as a business owner, as a farmer, as a guy who's a trailblazer. You told us what was coming 2.5 years ago. Tell us what's coming next.
Well, I think it all depends on if they're successful in stealing the election this time. I think that's the only thing that can save them. I think that I think we clearly know that the American people now are more awake than ever. They've had enough. The masses are fed up, and they're going to show up, I believe, you know, to vote these guys out. But the fraud that's baked in right now in so many different ways. And I've spent thousands of hours in the past years working on election integrity, and I'm working with a group with Defend Florida, with Lindell's team, and sadly, we were supposed to on Wednesday, the day, you know, the day that the hurricane hit here, we were supposed to do a Zoom call with our local sheriff, who I've got him. He's one of the most conservative sheriffs, Sheriff Fran Boskin. He wants to be the leader in showing election fraud that occurred here in Florida just during our own primaries. We feel pretty strongly that there was 370,000 fraudulent votes in the last election. Here just in Florida. And we know that we have a lot of proof of fraud votes that happened during our primary. And DeSantis has made some new laws that's going to allow the sheriff to arrest people. So we're hoping to get after it. This hurricane may have delayed that a little bit, but we have a long ways to go in fixing up all the election crimes that are occurring. Sadly, the gentleman that was appointed to head up the election crimes unit just mysteriously died of a heart attack, two days after he said that they found major, crimes and major fraud within our own election system. So, all this seems a little, he's a very good in shape, younger guy, maybe a little bit younger than myself. And when this kind of stuff happens, you just wonder how deep the corruption might be.
Oh, absolutely. This is a foreign multinational takeover. But I, as you said, the people are waking up. So no matter what the globalists do, no matter what they pull now, they're just putting off the inevitable. I don't see how they ever get out of this now.
Yeah, they're not going to get out of it without, they're not going to get out of it without the people not resisting. The people are going to have to resist because the people are awake now. So everything they're doing is against the will of the people. And I think yesterday we just sent another 12 or 20 billion to Ukraine. That's not what the constituents want. If you took a poll of the people in this country,
they've done national polls. Close to 90% don't want money to Ukraine.
It's just insane. They're all ruling against the will of the people, and the people have got to stand up. And I don't know if we don't have the red wave in this election cycle, then it's going to be revolution time. And I don't want to see, I'm a very easygoing, loving person, but our country was founded by people that eventually had to revolt against a tyrannical government. That's what made this great country.
You're absolutely right. And that's why they're trying to divide us along racial lines, the rest of it. That's why I love your store. It's so diverse, beautiful people. It's amazing. It's an oasis. And we could duplicate that everywhere, couldn't we? That's why I wish you could just expand nationwide, Alfie, instead of Whole Foods being owned by Jeff Bezos.
Well, we would like to. I just don't want to kind of bastardize what we have going on within the quality of what we do here. We have at this store, we have almost 800 employees, and it's every single one of them I have a personal relationship with. And it's just that culture that I wouldn't want to open without it.
No, and that's the problem with duplicating something is you can't.
It makes it really difficult. I don't like to say that I can't, but I could maybe do it maybe one every 2 years if I wanted to do it the right way. I never say never, but going back to them trying to divide us, I made a post that went pretty viral. And it was basically where everyone that showed up in the store yesterday, thousands of people, elbow to elbow. I mean, this store is cram packed because we're the only place in town selling food. And I got on the phone. I said, listen, I said, my prayers are out to everyone in here. Most of you people are without power. Some of your total homes have been destroyed. And I said, we are blessed by God that we can serve you. We thought ahead. We spent $5 million on generators so that we would have massive generator power to run this 80,000 square foot building. And I said, we're blessed to serve you. And I said that I noticed throughout the store that there's more Democrats in here than I've ever seen before. I've seen people wearing some Obama shirts and things like that. And I said, you know what? I said, I welcome you here. I want to take care of you. And maybe this is, if anything I ask is that you maybe learn a lesson about what conservatism is all about. It's about exactly what we did here at Seed the Table by being self-sufficient, by being proactive, and being by strong business leaders. And that's what conservatives are, and we need more of them in government. So,
well, that's right. That message. That beautiful message. I remember when they wouldn't turn the power on because the Democrats under Biden a year and a half ago ordered the power not to be turned on in Texas. We had to put in $150,000 plus in equipment just to have our own generator here. But a store your big, absolutely, we're talking millions of dollars. That's what conservatism is being self-sufficient. But it takes money to do it, so it takes support. And the globalists are so scared of a conservative populist economy ever taking off. They write about it in white papers. They're so scared of independent media, independent grocery stores, independent systems.
But that was why this whole COVID was targeted to take out the small businessman. Well, you know, the Amazons, the Walmarts, all those people did great. This was a specific target to take out the small businessman because those are who they're most afraid of because they can't be controlled because they control their own destiny. And we're not going to bow down. So I'm praying that we have a red wave here. And you mentioned earlier, what do I think about President Trump or DeSantis. I think they're both great leaders. Personally, I'd rather see Trump because of the fact that he's got 4 years of D.C. under his belt, and he's had, a couple more years right now.
They stole the election from him.
100%. There's zero doubt. I bet my children's lives on it is how certain I am. And I could go on for 10 hours explaining all the reasons that I know that specifics. The server that had the 2020 steal was right here in Naples getting all the data out of it. And there's a lot that people don't even really have not even heard yet that's in there. And there's a lot to come. There's a lot of good things happening in the Supreme Court right now. There's a couple good lawsuits. I don't know if you know Kurt Olson, that was Trump's attorney and Mike Lindell's attorney for election integrity. Really, really great American. I sent some of these lawsuits to him that were from a guy named Bob Schultz.
Hold on, Al. We do five more minutes with us. Let's talk about positive things that are happening. The Supreme Court ruled 3 months ago that the EPA and FDA can't just make law on their own with the carbon tax. So, yeah, the Supreme Court's actually doing a good job on a lot of fronts. A few more minutes with Alfie Young straight ahead.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit
SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL that gives SinGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up. We're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Some big breaking news from Alfie Oaks, leaving us in about 5 minutes. Wait till you hear this. But Alfie Oaks, you said something in the first segment that I think you should elaborate on. I want some final comments. We appreciate your time. I know you're a very busy man. You, because I've talked to folks outside. I saw your stories. Amazing. Knew who you were years ago, you know, before I met you 2.5 years ago. But I talked to some big farmers and big producers there. And they said, no, Alfie's one of the biggest farmers in the state. When you drop that bombshell, because you're a hard charger, you don't give up, that you cut your farming operations by half because the energy and the fertilizers and the seeds all went up 300% or so, that's the same numbers we're seeing everywhere or even worse. That is bone-chilling to think about. That's not just inflationary. That's not up, you know, inflation 20% in a year. That's 300%. That is so huge. What do you expect those ripple effects to be? The Federal Reserve, private run for profits, now saying this is basically the new normal. I mean, what is this going to do to civilization if farmers everywhere, not just here but all over the world, in some cases are cutting production by 2/3, on average by half? My God.
Yeah, it's not going to take long. I mean, this is, you know, again, who does it affect? It affects the people that are in the lower middle class. You could even argue that the lower, you know, the people that are on welfare might be taken care of by the government. But who it's crippling, you know, is the middle class. And COVID was an attack, as I said before, against the small business owner, but also very much so against destroying the middle class, which is another backbone of the United States that really exists nowhere else in the world as strong as it does in the United States. And it's an attack. It's attacked directly on us because this food inflation, the inflation of fuel, inflation of everything, it's all being manipulated 100% intentionally to have the effect. And the only way out is to change leadership, to get some, you know, Trump got in and really started turning things around, and that's why they it was necessary at all costs to get rid of him, because he was in this globalist New World Order agenda. He was directly in their way, putting it in their face.
And now, across the board, other than shots, he literally gave us a pause in the Great Reset and the shutdown. So for those that don't know, we don't want to be alarmists, but if you've cut food production by half, you're one of the biggest farmers in Florida, it's happening all over the world. We already have hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation. Here it'll be a hardship and put people in debt and maybe put some on the street. But what will it do around the world to have food production crater like this?
Yeah, the United States obviously being such a wealthy country, you know, we have to realize that there's many people in different countries that are actually living off of less than $3 or $4 a week that they actually live off of in a lot of these third world countries, and they are going to go through famines. It's a whole other level for them when these, you know, just things, simple things.
And it's all caused by BlackRock. It's all caused by the liberal corporate system of lockdowns. These people are mass murderers. Hitler killed people with bullets and gas. They're killing us with starvation.
Yeah, this is honestly what these globalists have done with the vaccines, what they've done with what they're trying to do with the food supply and this hyperinflation. It makes Hitler look like a choir boy. These are very bad people with very bad intent. And the only thing is people have to stand up. Unfortunately, we've come into a time where there's, you know, there's a lot of apathetic people, a lot of people that weren't paying attention. But I think what they haven't taken into consideration is the great American spirit, and my store right now is filled up with almost all patriots, and you know, if stuff gets real, we're ready to fight.
All right, Alfie, in 60 seconds, any other points you'd like to add, or what's the best website for folks to visit?
Well, I have AlfieForAmerica.com. AlfieForAmerica.com, and you know, the last message is that people have to stand up. I always say that I'd rather die on my feet than be living on my knees, and that's exactly what they want us to do. And I think that we need to stand up. It's time to be prepared to stand up if they try to steal the election here in the midterms.
Best website for people to visit. What's the best website for folks to visit?
Alfie, Alfie, at oaksfarms.com, and oaks is with the E, OAKES farms.com. And I'm optimistic that we're going to come through this. You know, I get all the candidates that I got behind here in Collier County. We had a 9-0 sweep. We got all America First candidates that's taken over our school boards and our Collier County commissioners. So there, and these things are happening across the country.
Exactly. But, as bad as it is, it's triggering an awakening. So the only thing we can do is resist, and we're going to win in the end.
We got to win in the end. We will win in the end because we have truth and everything that's right on our side.
And prosperity in God. Alfie Oaks, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. God bless, Alex. Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, sir. All right. He just quoted Zapata, the famous Mexican revolutionary. And so I'm gonna give you an Alex Jones quote, a riff off of Zapata. It's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. I'll give you a new quote. You live on your feet, you die on your knees. What Zapata said is true. It's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. But you don't live on your knees, you die on your knees. You live on your feet, you die on your knees. Alex Jones, put that on my tombstone. You live on your feet, you die on your knees. That's what I try to explain to everybody. I know you get it, but the new listeners. Folks, you don't get ahead groveling. You don't get ahead submitting to tyranny. You live on your feet, you die on your knees. Another Alex Jones quote, resistance is victory. People ask me constantly, how are you taking, you go to Yahoo, you go to Google, you go to Instagram, you go to Facebook, it's Alex Jones at the top, set against dead kids, families for weeks on, never said their names, never even talked about them, all made up, and it's like, oh, my kid died, oh, and Alex Jones caused it, and it's all, you're like, oh, my God, Jones, you're under such attack? We better not be like you. I'm under attack because I expose these people. I'm just going to be completely honest. I totally enjoy it. Okay, so. I mean, I've reached that point of real peace where I don't just have peace with this. I enjoy it now. I'm just pissed off that my flesh is weak when my spirit is strong and I run out of energy by 6 or 7. I want to work 24 hours a day against these people. I love you. I appreciate you. We're standing for the children. And everything they say is a fraud and a lie. They create these whole systems of lies. And they want to intimidate us and demonize us and put a stink on us so bad. People think, oh, we better stay away from that. That's because we have the spirit of liberty. I have been blessed by God with X-ray vision. Cultural, economic vision. I know weapons. I know history. I know warfare. I don't even need to read a book. I already knew it all. God gave these gifts to me. And God gave you gifts as well that God wants you to use. But you've got to use those gifts or lose those gifts. I'm living on my feet, not dying on my knees. I'm winning on my feet, not being a slave on my knees. I am generating life and strength and honor on my feet, not submitting and rolling over and groveling on my knees, on my belly, a yellow belly. I ain't pissing myself. I love it. You need to shift into that gear of victory, just combat operations, full systematic integrations. God is ready to give you the download you need. You're going to get that download. Pray for the download. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sick illusion, no, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution.
You wanted somebody to fight. You wanted somebody to stand up for the New World Order. We did it together. The listeners, the viewers, this broadcast, myself, the crew, the guests. And now we're in the main battle. It's really a simple equation. And God keeps me humble. But I got to tell you, right now, I barely have the money to pay my lawyers. I barely have the money to travel to Connecticut next week. The bankruptcy court has me personally paying for my travel, everything up there. Fine, whatever, great. But I'm almost out of money. Go to SaveInfoWars.com. That's the URL to make personal donations to InfoWars for our legal and our travel. We need your help. We're in the fight. We're like the Alamo sending a letter out asking for help. Whatever happens, happens. It's up to you. I want to commend those that went to SaveInfoWars.com, made donations. Go there, $5, $20, $100, $1,000. I want to salute you all and thank you. SaveInfoWars.com. I'm going to hit this big news here in just a moment. But just, I want to explain this. We're in a war. Plus, we sell products you need. So we've got the InfoWars store super sale running now, right now. Biggest sale of the year, 40 to 50% off. Of all these great products, Survival Shield X3, back in stock. I can spend an hour on the iodine conspiracy, what this will do for your body, your stamina, your immune system, your cells, your libido, everything. Everybody should be on X3. Everybody listening should stop procrastinating and come in for the big win. Experience it. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in. Take it every day under your tongue, a few drops. InfoWarsStore.com. or 888-253-3139. BrainForce Ultra, 50% off. BrainForce Plus, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Physio Magnesium, 50% off. Organic Green Fiber Caps, incredible, 50% off. Supernova Vitality, Supernova Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Limited Supply. Immune Support, 40% off. Vitamin D3 Gummies with Calcium, 40% off. Basil Be Complete for your heart and lungs and cardiovascular, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right. If you really want to support us, get a piece of history as a fundraiser. Get a signed copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, limited editions at InfoWarsStore.com and 1776coin.com for the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin that is a fundraiser coin and a piece of history, 1776coin.com. Okay. I spent most of the first hour on the Democrats passing a bill in the House to have no parental consent for sex change counseling in the first five grades. And I showed you the San Francisco documents where they say it's a secret what sex you are. You can be one of 50-something plus deals. California has legalized sex between a man and 13-year-olds. California is legalizing inoculations without parental consent. The Washington Post had an article yesterday I didn't even cover. In fact, it's in the stat, guys. Repull it for me. Saying inject children without parental consent is a moral thing to do. When it doesn't work, it's not a vaccine, and it's pure poison. I mean, this is their full raping. They think you're weak. They think you're stupid. They think you're submitting. You die on your knees. You live on your feet. Come up for air, America. Come up for air, world. And now, American Psycho 2.0, Gavin Newsom signs bill to allow minors from other states to receive medical gender transitions without parental consent. So we're not just going to say, come here from around the country to kill your baby. You can't kill the kids. At least don't let them produce. Cut their testicles off. On Thursday, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law a piece of legislation that will designate the state as a sanctuary for children and teens seeking medicalized gender transitions. Newsom signs bill protecting transgender youth and families fleeing red state policies. And here they are, forming sexual relationships with your children, saying don't tell your parents. Absolutely insane. Don't be under the Stockholm Syndrome. That, cue that up again. Of Jennifer Gibson, the Canadian well-known actress who had a bunch of medical issues and got paralyzed on one side of her body, her face, from the shot. The doctor told her that was it, and she says she'll do it again. That's mind control. That's submission. That's dying on your knees instead of living on your feet, ladies and gentlemen. Let's roll that clip.
Well, this is not a video I want to make, and it's kind of hard to make because as I'm watching myself, I see what I'm going to say, which is I have been diagnosed with Bell's palsy, which is paralysis on one side of the face. For me, it's this side here, the left, obviously. So I got it about 2 weeks after getting my vaccine. And I had a rough go with the vaccine, and I guess still am. But I have to say that I would do it again because it's what we have to do to see people. So I don't know why I'm making this video, but here's my weird smile.
You don't know why you're doing this video. You're crying out for help. Now, I haven't talked much about Sandy Hook Show Trial 1, Sandy Hook Show Trial 3. That's coming up, or Sandy Hook Show Trial 2 that's happening right now. I won't be distracted by it. But I got to tell you, when a judge finds you guilty, and this is the new model, they let them put on whatever they want as if it's all true. They can say whatever they want, talk for hours, not being interrupted by a lawyer. But the judge says, I can answer yes, no, or I don't know, or I'll be sanctioned. I'm seriously thinking about just boycotting it next week. And going there and saying I boycott it and telling the jury I boycott it. Because the jury hears them all day cry. My lawyer can't say it. Alex Jones ever say your name? The judge has not said that. Did Alex Jones have somebody send you an email? No. It's all Alice. Here's my child. They got killed. Never a mention of Adam Lanza. And Alice moved to Alex Jones. It's incredible. These parents are controlled by these lawyers that are using them not just against the Second Amendment, but now the First Amendment. Totally misrepresenting whatever Setter did. Of course I question any of these big events. And now, with everything I've seen, I got to tell you, this whole thing's as crooked as a dog's back leg. So, Sandy Hook parents tie years of threats and vitriol to Alex Jones, New York Times. Never threatened him. Of the 20-plus families, only said Robbie Parker's name and said, yeah, the video looks scripted to me. I'm allowed to say that. But he's transferred the pain he has for his dead child to me. He was sitting right behind me. That's where they placed him when I was there last week. And he was all angry and just mad at me. I didn't even try to go over to shake his hand. But they are manipulating these parents, ladies and gentlemen. Sandy Hook mom testifies that Alex Jones' followers, with no evidence, he just says, told her, watch your back, we're watching you. And then they wonder why people come out there when they're political and are with Obama and giving anti-gun speeches and blaming gun owners. They're public figures, international people. The internet questions it. I cover the questioning, and they act like it's my fault. Alex Jones damages trial. Parents describe years of abuse. From Elizabeth Williamson that lied last week and said that my lawyer in the court said that I did a horrible job, so I didn't testify last week. Alex Jones damages trial. Parents describe years of abuse. And again, they want to set the precedent. They already got our financials. They already got all the discovery. They always say, give us more, we'll default. You gave them stuff nobody ever gave somebody in a defamation trial. Then they said, fine, you're defaulted. You gave us nothing. And then they put what we said and released all over the TV, twisted, misrepresented. Here's an example. They say I made $61 million last year. We gave him 12 years of financials ordered by the court. And I had been paid $62 million over 12 years. $35 million in taxes. And they don't tell you most of it was legal fees. And I was paid less than $1 million a year. Which I don't judge myself how much money I'm paid. I'm in a war. And after family court, they finally finished the math, my lawyers yesterday, I made about $300,000 a year, which I wish I was making $1 billion a year. I'd use it against them. But think about that. 12 years. They all know that. But they tell the families, and the media says, Jones got rich off them. I barely ever talked about them. And they know that. So it's truly disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. Now, got another big guest coming up on the New World Order and the details of it and how to stop it. I'll tell you about the guests once they join us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. I got a lot of video of lawlessness around the country, more on Ukraine and Russia and the economy I haven't hit. Oh, now they admit the FBI suppressed the Seth Rich story. We've got that. And we've got replacement migration news that I'll be hitting as well as we introduce our next guest. Wait till you see this information. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.